Hi. Okay. You're listening to All Day, All Gay on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up next is an interview with some members of Bamboo Triangle, which is a local group of Japanese gay, lesbian, and bisexual people. We'll be talking with Eileen and Yudi. So, first of all, why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us who you are?
Okay. My name is Eileen, and I'm mixed race, Japanese, Canadian, lesbian, and I just turned 30.
Wow. Congratulations.
Amazing, eh?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow. You don't look a day over 24.
Thank you. But anyways, I've been out since, well, for about 7 years. I guess I came out when I was about 22. Came out as a lesbian, and yeah, there you go. And I've been involved in the local Japanese Canadian community for a while, for a number of years, for about, well, 15 years, I guess. And been playing taiko, Japanese drums, for a long time, 13, 14 years.
Hi, my name is Yudi. I'm Japanese Canadian, Nisei and a half. And I came out when I was about 25, so, well, you're going to know my age and you'll probably find out who I am, even though I'm trying to remain somewhat anonymous. But I came out when I was 25, and that's over 20 years now. And I'm happy to be here.
Good.
Oh, I forgot to say something. I'm actually from Japan. I was born there, and I came when I was about 10. So I've been living here for about 20 years.
And I was raised in a small town in British Columbia. And I came to Vancouver when I was about 20. So it's interesting just talking with Eileen and how the Asian lesbian community sort of changed, and how much, for me, it appears to me that it's how much easier it is for Eileen to come out as a lesbian than for me 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what exactly is Bamboo Triangle?
Bamboo Triangle is a network of gay, lesbian, and bisexual people of Japanese descent. It was formed, well, our first official meeting was March of 94, so this is our second year. And we've been meeting quite consistently, like about once a month. And it's at this point, we're basically just a social group. We get together and eat, and we've done some sort of work together, but for the most part, it's been a network thing where people who want to meet, who are Japanese or partly of Japanese descent, who want to meet other gay, lesbian, bisexuals, would, you know, contact us and come to a meeting. And it's been great because before we did this, I just knew like a handful of women. You know, I didn't know any guys who were gay. And now we've got like about 30 people who have contacted us, you know, who come on a sporadic basis. And it's just been great to, you know, actually meet everybody, and that, yes, we're there, we're out there. And age range from, you know, 20s to
50s,
yeah.
So Did you used to be a part of A-Love, or is that still around and part of Bamboo Triangle?
Well, actually, A-Love started from a bunch of us went from Canada, actually Toronto and Vancouver mostly. I think there was about 10 of us who went to Asian Lesbian Conference in Santa Cruz, and I believe it was 1989 or something. And it was kind of an offspring of that A-Love started. And we were so excited about it when we went to Santa Cruz, we decided, hey, we can do that and we can have that happening in Vancouver. So we started A-Love then.
Hey, maybe we should say what A-Love is.
Oh, A-Love is Asian Lesbians of Vancouver.
Yeah. And at that time, there were no such Asian gay groups, right?
Not Asian lesbian groups. Right. I think Gavel was around.
Yeah, that's the gay Asians of Vancouver area. That's the guys.
Uh-huh. And it was really exciting. I think at one time we probably had about 20 members. And it was mostly a social group, but we did some political stuff too.
And A-Love is recently haven't had anything much. Lately,
That's true. I think the problem with that, or it's difficult because sometimes when you start something new, what happens is, you know, the same people, core people, are doing the work, and then we want some other people to take over. And it seems that sometimes it's difficult to have people who will continue to do the work, and the old people like me kind of get burnt out, and we like to have, you know, fresh ideas, young blood, new ideas, and it just hasn't been happening lately. So then when I came back, actually I came back from Japan, I guess in April, and I met up with Eileen, and I was so excited to hear about Bamboo Triangle. So I've been going to all the socials, and, you know, we're still, well, I would say I'm pretty excited about it. We'd still like to see some new members join us.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about doing a zine. We're sort of started getting people interested, and we don't know when it'll come out, but...
Maybe you can say what zine is about.
Zine, right. Okay, zine is like a short for magazine. It's more of an informal... It's not exactly a newsletter. It's... I don't know what the actual definition of zine is, but do you?
Well... It's more like it's a fanzine, right? It's like less corporate, less mainstream, and it's done by a small group of people who believe strongly in something, and it's done very DIY, do it yourself.
Yeah. So our plan is like whoever wants to can submit like writings or drawings or whatever, and once that's collected, it'll be like pasted on to, you know, like 14 by 8.5 by 14, which would be folded and photocopied, and, you know, it's mostly for us, but I could see it us sending it to, you know, like people, other Japanese gay groups in other parts of Canada, if there is any, or the States. I know there are some in the States, and maybe to Japan. Right?
Yeah.
We've got some connections in Japan.
That'll be great.
That'll be really fun. And it's really great because, like, with Bamboo Triangle, lately we've had a lot of people who had just come from Japan who are either on a working holiday visa or are trying to immigrate here. And so there's been, I think, you know, in fact, I think we might have, like, a third of the people might be. Which is great.
And I've seen more lesbians from Japan here than when I was living in Japan for 3 years, because they're so closeted in Japan.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
And it must be quite freeing for them to... Actually, Eileen, you're the person instrumental for starting Bamboo Triangle, right? Why did you start Bamboo Triangle?
Well, I've been involved in the Japanese Canadian community for a long time, and I know people who like with the Powell Street Festival and also with Katari Taiko, and now I play with Sawagi Taiko, which is an all-women's taiko group. And I know individuals who are lesbian or, you know, who work in the Japanese community, but anytime like we have ever had things at Powell Street Festival, there was never any kind of acknowledgement or validation or anything of being queer in the JC community. And I thought that was kind of strange, because there was, like, I knew, like, you know, about four or five people who were very active in, you know, either being coordinators or, you know, volunteers for various events. And why could we not be out to our families? Why could we not be out, you know? And there are good reasons for not being out. But I just thought, well, we need some presence in the JC community. And probably the reasons why I didn't know any men who are gay is because there isn't an opportunity to come out, you know. I knew women because through A-Love and things like that. But anyway, so, and oh, by the way, GAVA only has about one person who's of Japanese descent.
Oh, really?
Which is the gay, the guys.
Hmm.
Yeah, which is very strange. So it's like, okay, well, there must be Japanese gay guys, yes, right? And more women. And then also, too, there's like mixed race Japanese Canadians in Bamboo Triangle too, not just me. So that's kind of exciting for me. Yeah, so I initially put an ad in, but this was before Bamboo Triangle, and there were five people that showed up, and then from that there was interest in doing it more extensively. So a couple of us did a whole campaign, put like ads in all the papers and community papers and stuff, saying there's a meeting, first Bamboo Triangle meeting, and we had it at the Western Community Center, and 12 people showed up. And that was really great. Mm-hmm. And then from there we started to get together every month. That was in March of 94.
Yeah, I'm kind of envious, I guess, in a way, and I look at people who, like Eileen, who's so brave and courageous and can go out there at the Powell Street Festival and put up the Bamboo Triangle booth. I'm not out, so what I did to support my friend was go take her coffee, and every time I felt that there were a lot of homophobic people around, I sort of took off. I said, I'll come back later. But I think maybe, I'm not 100% sure, but I was probably, I would think, one of the first volunteer coordinators at Powell Street Festival that's queer.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I figured most of the community didn't know. Some of the people knew. And then I got these reactions. I didn't even think about being a lesbian then, until all of a sudden I was getting reactions from people in the community. Hey, since Yuri was a volunteer coordinator, there's all these strange women walking around. You know, they dress different. They're kind of strange. They all have short hair, which wasn't true. But, you know, they're all strange. maybe there's something strange about her too. I mean, I sort of got that reaction.
It's because we're not straight.
Yeah. And that was interesting, because I sort of got this feedback later. And I think when I first started meeting other Asian lesbians, or was at Unlearning Racism weekend workshop that I went to, I met two other, and it wasn't for lesbians particularly or gay people, but the two Japanese Canadian women I met were lesbians. And that was really exciting to me. And they always said, oh, I always thought you were, to me. And I never gave any reaction, but I always thought you were. But that was kind of neat. You know, I find that the Asian lesbians that I have met, I've met in some kind of a political format.
Yeah, so Bamboo Triangle had a booth at Powell Street Festival this year for the first time in the community tent.
You might want to just give a little description of the Powell Street Festival.
Powell Street Festival is an annual celebration of Japanese-Canadian art, culture, and history. this year was the 19th annual festival. It's at Oppenheimer Park every BC Day weekend, and it's basically a community festival with different community groups, performances, demonstrations, workshops, theater, film, all kinds of things. Well, I think Pastry Festival has always been kind of alternative, like, but in terms of gay presence, it's just been the last couple of years. But it's always been pretty sort of alternative, I think. I think it was always, the content was always pretty interesting, and, you know, nudity in performances or restricted films or, like, you know, that kind of thing, you know, within the Japanese community. It was very sort of arts, like, the arts was sort of, you know, encouraged. Yeah, it was just, what was wrong with it to me was that there was no gay presence, you know, visibly before.
So what were people's reactions to your booth?
Well, while I was sitting there, people would walk by and, you know, they would look at things and, you know, they seemed interested. We had a petition of some kind of gay thing. I can't remember exactly what, but most people, you know, signed it. Some people came, saw what it was, just like went away. Other people who sat said that some people gave them really dirty looks. One person in particular said that somebody, sort of an elderly person in the Japanese community, came up to her and just started basically questioning everything. Her existence and, you know, why this is happening and why this needs to be happening, and really, really was quite, you know, uncomfortable, I think. But we were right beside the JCCA yeah. Human Rights booth, so that was kind of a comfort, I think, in some ways.
But I heard that the people were not that receptive or friendly, even the people in the human rights booth, to the people working at the Bamboo Triangle booth.
There were some that were, I think it's just a bit, you know, still weird for people to know that there are, like, queers of Japanese descent. Like, I don't know. I mean, I think this has got to change, you know.
My reaction to that, or my comment on that, is I do think that the Japanese Canadian community is quite homophobic. What do you think,
I mean? Yeah, I think so. I think so. But one good thing about the booth is that we got couple of new members out of that group, a couple people who came up and said, oh, you know, I really want to come to your next meeting, you know, who was Japanese, gay, or lesbian.
Okay, we're going to take a little break here from talking and listen to a song that Eileen and Yudi have picked out. It's by a group called the Frank Chickens. They're a duo from Japan who mix humor, politics, empowerment with karaoke-styled music. The song you're going to hear is called We Are Ninja, and it's from their album We Are Frank Chickens on Kaz Records, which was released in 1984. That was the Frank Chickens on CITR 101.9 FM. We're right in the middle of an interview with Eileen and Yudi from Bamboo Triangle. Now, I was going to ask you, you mentioned that the group is mostly for social purposes. Do you find that mixes with the political?
Yes, I have, coming from the old school of talking about politics, and because I think in the old days we had to be much more careful, but much more political too, in some sense. That I think somewhere along the line, these days, compared to what I'm looking at 15 years ago in my own personal experience is that the word political seems to have a connotation of something bad. It's like some mainstream thinks being a feminist is bad because you hate men. I think being political is good, and I think that it is a statement saying that we're here, we're not going to go away, and that it is a political thing, even though most of the time we meet for social occasions. It is a political thing because we have to deal with the oppression of being Asian and the oppression of being lesbian. So there's always that element, even though we don't go out and say, hey, you know, maybe push it in people's face. But I think it'll always continue for me to be a political issue until we're treated the same as anybody else, treated like human beings. But that's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. I come from maybe the old school of thought, or I don't know. What do you think of it?
I think in the fact that we even get together once a month is a political thing, you know, that those of us who come identify as being Japanese and gay or lesbian or bisexual and come to these meetings is a political thing, and that, you know, the fact that, you know, 30 some odd people have contacted us and said they're interested in the group, and, you know, some people just written us or whatever, but, you know, some people come to the meetings, they must obviously be interested, you know, in meeting others like ourselves, and that's, I think, political. Like, I know there are people who choose not to come, who are gay or lesbian or bisexual in the Japanese community, who don't feel comfortable coming to Bamboo Triangle for whatever reason, and that might be the whole, like, being queer of color too, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
One of the criticisms, I don't know about you probably, but people always ask me about Bamboo Triangle is it not exclusive? So maybe you could make a comment about,
right,
did people say something like that to you?
Right. Those of us who have partners who are not of Japanese descent would, you know, like to be able to come to events like Bamboo Triangle with their partners, right? So we have, we do have different kinds of events. Like, we have sort of a more social event where partners are invited or people outside are invited, because there's actually this woman who is of Japanese descent who's not gay, who's interested in coming to Bamboo Triangle. So, you know, someone like her would be invited to, you know, the more open one, and then, but we have more closed one when, because I think we have some people that, you know, it doesn't matter to them, but some members who feel that it feels safer if it's just when we have meetings where we're talking about issues or talking about what we want to do, is that it's safer if it was just those who are of Japanese descent and who are gay, lesbian, or bisexual. So, you know, that's how we decided to address it, to have two different kinds of meetings.
Now, I think you know that one of the reasons why we're doing this All Day, All Gay is to protest censorship. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on how you've had to deal with or how you've experienced censorship in your lives.
Well, I think that being Japanese, Canadian, and lesbian, I have felt like I had to censor myself in the Japanese Canadian community, and so, you know, like, I think the whole reason, part of the reason for doing Bamboo Triangle is to make it so that we don't have to censor ourselves.
If Canada is a country that believes in freedom of speech for everybody, there shouldn't be censorship. But if you censorship in relation to what Eileen is talking about, and the silencing, being silenced in the community as a maybe a woman too sometimes, and a lesbian is certainly another kind of maybe a kind of a microcosm, but still a censorship in the same way as the radio stations or CRTCs?
CKDU.
But who's
CRTC is
imposing this
the governing
censorship.
Body. Yeah.
Yeah, who's imposing the censorship. Mm-hmm. It's frightening.
Yeah. I mean, I must say, though, in the Japanese community, there are very supportive people mm-hmm. who are very supportive, you know, who are not gay or lesbian. But I think there are some pretty ingrained members of the community who are basically homophobic, and I think that makes it difficult, you know, for trying to be a community doing events or, you know, celebrating our community. It's difficult when there's this gap. The one particular person I felt or who have complained to me about my existence basically was an older woman, and she claimed to represent her generation. She said you know, Nisei, she said Niseis, which means second generation, but who are like between the age of about 70 to about 50, I guess, that age range, whose parents came from Japan. She said that, you know, nobody in my generation wants to have this kind of thing in our community, kind of thing, you know, but I think, I don't think that's true. You know, I know other people who are supportive who are the same generation. Mm-hmm. And the younger people, I think that, you know, when I was in high school, there was a lot of homophobia. I don't think that's changed that much, maybe a little bit.
Most of my family would think like that woman, I think. Mm-hmm. I'd be surprised if they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
My father is kind of a Meiji man. He grew up in that area. He has that kind of thinking,
mm-hmm.
which it is really, really ingrained and unfortunately quite insidious. Even myself, and I'm 47 now, and I, compared to, or when I talk to other friends of mine who are younger lesbians than I say 20s and 30s, I find that they don't have to, they deal with being a lesbian in a much freer way than me, in that I think I am still, I have quite a bit of internalized homophobia that I have to work with all the time, you know. And then when I went to Japan, I think it even got worse, because I think in Japan, homophobia is that much, well, it's greater than in Canada. At least here, you know, I can say, if somebody asks me, are you a lesbian, I'm not going to say, no, I'm not. Whereas in Japan, I would say, no, I'm not, because I know it's my job.
Yeah.
You know, and it'd be jeopardizing to my partner, who happens to be in Japan, is a single parent and has a kid. Yeah, so it's, I think, for me, it would, I'm only out to one person in my family, and it was a very, very freeing experience, and she's quite, she was very, very good about receiving the news, you know, but she's also been living in California, in Los Angeles, so she's had more exposure. Whereas I feel like people like my mother, who's 83, or my brothers, who are sort of ingrained with real traditional Japanese values, and queer means abnormal, queer means mentally ill, queer means you need to go to therapy, whatever, right? I think for me, the way I look at coming out for myself is, if I come out, is it going to make me feel better or worse? Am I going to feel better about myself, or am I going to feel worse?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I deal with it, and I know that's a bit of internalized homophobia on my part. That's the way it is for me now.
Anything else you want to talk about? I don't know. I don't think so. This has been fun. I guess what you might want to mention is how people can get a hold of you.
Mm-hmm.
If
good
they want
point.
To get involved.
Well, people could either write us, Bamboo Triangle, care of 1170 Butte Street, Vancouver, BC, postal code V6E1Z6, or they could call Terry, care of the VLC, at 254-8458. Or Extra West has this talking thing, I'm not sure what it's called, but in the leisure and pleasure section, where if you call 688 West and you put extension number 2019, that's 2019, then there's a lovely voice that comes on that talks about Bamboo Triangle.
And that's great.
Yeah. And generally we meet once a month on the first Saturday of each month, but sometimes that changes, that it's not the first Saturday. So you could either, if you want to talk to somebody, call Terry at the VLC, 254-8458, and she can tell you what the next meeting is. Or, yeah, write us. Or listen to the message on Extra West.
No, we're always looking for new members.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anything?